This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
In a world where freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding, one man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan E. Ward.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written Constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer.
All right, it's an auspicious day on the Robert Scott Bell Show. First hour every week at this time, we do the Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour with Jonathan E. Mord. He is the FDA Dragon Slayer, standing up for liberty in the place where I don't dare to tread very often unless Jonathan invites me. How are you, my friend?
Just fine, Robert. How are you doing?
Doing well. You know, this is another interesting night, too. Super Don has insisted we have to do a live video simulcast of the show. So we actually have an in-camera studio running live through our YouTube channel at RS Bell Media channel on YouTube. So we've got a video feed and an audio feed. So I don't know. I actually had to shave today.
Well, that's about time, Robert.
You know, the scruffy hippie that I usually am. So what do we got? Cheryl Chumley joining us from the Washington Times. Cheryl, are you with us?
I am.
Oh, welcome, welcome. Now, you know that saying, with friends like these, who needs enemies? And I'm thinking Donald Trump has got to be thinking that about his fellow Republicans. I'm just looking at the way they are supporting him and helping to move the agenda forward. He's tweeting out to Mitch McConnell. He's like, dude, what are you doing there? I mean, you can't even put this thing forward you've been trying, saying you would do for 7 years, like the Obamacare issue, much less the tax reform issue. So, Jonathan, just because they're all Republicans doesn't mean they like one another.
No, and it also doesn't mean that they have principles that stand for limited government, free enterprise, and a strong national defense. We have a peculiar situation where Republicans, since the Bush years, have abandoned the Reagan mantle and have compromised away their principles in a strange effort to try to placate the opposition. And that's not leadership, that's really cowardice. And that's what Donald Trump is confronting. He's confronting the reality that he cannot rely upon Republicans to be Republican. He cannot rely upon these Republicans to stand up for the principles that they were elected upon. And that's really what we have a crisis here, both with the health care issue and with tax reduction. They can't seem to get their act together in the House and in the Senate to carry a very simple free market proposal to fruition. All they have to do is dismantle Obamacare. They just have to get rid of the statute.
Mm-hmm.
And they won't do that. It's just appalling. They promise this over and over again. And here they have the opportunity to deliver, and they're not doing it.
Well, Jonathan, this is technically a health show, and we always talk about the health of the body politic with you and with Cheryl Chumley. And I look at the health of the Republican Party, much less the Democrats. I've lost them long ago. But we have a constitutional deficiency disease or syndrome that has basically infested and infected both major political parties, with a couple of exceptions here and there. And Cheryl, you've been observing this for quite a while. I'm sure you're not bothered by this at all.
Yeah, not at all. You know, it's very disheartening. It's dismaying to see all the Republicans that you had such great hope in over the last few years, because they kept promising, once we have a clean sweep of the House, the Senate, and the White House, we can pass everything that we've promised you for years, guys. And now it's quite dismaying to see that it's all crumbling. And, you know, it's really bothersome as a political watcher. If you're listening to news, if you're reading headlines, and day after day, it's the next Republican leadership coming out with the newest excuse why they couldn't accomplish something. And the latest being the very condescending Mitch McConnell's finger wagging at President Donald Trump, acting as if he doesn't have a clue how things inside Washington work. Well, I think most Americans are just as confused why certain promises made over the last 7 years have not culminated in any type of action. And I don't think that's a failure to understand how Washington works. I think that's a frustrating eye-opening of and recognition of how Washington, you know, indeed does work. And it seems politicians put their own priorities before the people.
Yeah. Hey, Cheryl, by the way, I'm the only one that gets to come up with new words here. I love what you just came up with, culminized. And I have to point that out because...
Yeah, I know.
But no, it's a great word. That's the beauty of the English language. We can do that, and it's still understood. Jonathan, could you get away with that in court?
I'm afraid those things do pass by in court without even being noticed.
Yeah, well, the thing is, you know, even the idea of republicanism, right? Having a republican form of government. We talk about the form of government that we were bestowed, if you will, by the founding fathers. It was a republican form of government. Even saying we're a constitutional republic doesn't necessarily, doesn't mean or doesn't say enough, because there were republics before us. You know, you've read in history, but the republican form of government was unique, is unique, because it rested sovereignty with the people, not the government, not the king, not the queen, not an emperor. But we have lost, we've strayed so far from that, that even political pundits that seemingly have pretty decent constitutional basis for a lot that they go out with in the media and other places, don't have a conception of that, because they still ask permission of government to do so many things that it really isn't or shouldn't be required.
Well, the founding fathers told us that they feared for our republic, that it wouldn't last that long. One of the greatest fears that they had was of unlimited government, that the political machinations of people in office would lead them, who would be inherently evil, to expand their own power, even at the expense of individual rights and at the expense of the limitations they put into the Constitution. Those very things have happened, so that now you have politicians, virtually every member of Congress, who has not one but two political action committees, one under the Federal Election Commission Act, which is regulated, and then the other, which is not for specific campaign purposes, that's entirely unregulated, but into which they expect, if you want something to get done in Washington, that you dump a large sum of money, and then they pocket it, or they use it for their own personal expenses, or to put their family members on the payroll. There's a great book by Peter Schweitzer called Extortion, which explains, he's a fellow at the Hoover Institute, that explains this whole corrupt system. So when you have government for sale, Robert, when you have our government for sale, and you have politicians who are so corrupt that they'd rather line their own pockets and work deals for their own political aggrandizement over the interests of the country, you end up with this morass where Democrats and Republicans kind of merge together in a sea of corruption. And you have some outsiders like Donald Trump who are totally flummoxed by virtue of the fact that, hey, you people promised you would do these things. I'm asking you to do them, and you won't do them. Why is that? Well, it's not just that they are somehow sort of bewildered by politics in Washington. It's because they're a part of this corrupt system. They don't really care whether the bill is passed. The most important things for them, by and large, is their own self-interest And that's better served, actually, by a thing like Obamacare. If you have a massive piece of government legislation that creates a huge bureaucracy, well, to get things done, you have to have connections. And that means that these people are in the driver's seat. So they're not in any great rush to change anything.
Well, Cheryl, are we learning anything? Is the political electorate learning anything by this? I think, you know, we've toyed and talked about this. I've talked about it in talk radio for many years, that each time the promises are made, very rarely are the promises delivered. So what do we do next, Cheryl?
Well, I mean, you both know I've written a book filled with solutions, my recommendations, what citizens could do to hold their government accountable. But to answer your question, you know, I fear that most people in America are as frustrated as you and I are. But I also worry that a lot of these people in America just look at politics as, well, we just need a new guy, a new face to come fix everything for us. And that is hardly the solution, you know, because you have new faces in office all the time. You have a new face in the White House, but he's being completely stonewalled by the entrenched elite in his own party. And part of the reason I found looking is that this past week, I was looking at some of the numbers on Centers for Responsive Politics, where they track money in politics. And, you know, there's like a 90% chance of people who are seated already in Congress for them to be reelected. And that's because they share all their money. Their campaign excess dollars, they turn those over to the next candidate who looks vulnerable. So it's just one hand feeding the next. And, you know, it's a very difficult thing, but people just have to keep up the fight and not look too much at polls in the media, which is mainstream, but go with their guts. Go with what, you know, what they think this country ought to be and fight for it.
And remember, folks, there are no political saviors, right? The idea is that if you are going to engage in the body politic, if you want to support people that are of principle, that could change things. I agree. But that is so rare to occur that when someone who has principles gets in there, they don't know what to do with it. They didn't know what to do with Ron Paul for all those years he was in there. And yet he has sparked a revolution, because an idea whose time has come, no standing army or a moving army can defeat it. And there are ideas that underlie the principle that which founded this country. You know, those of you listening from around the world, why do you like America? It's for those ideals, not necessarily for everything that's transpired. There's nothing that's perfect on this planet in that way. But my goodness, here with the Sacred Fire of Liberty, we're going to hold their feet to the fire, at least through talk radio, and of course with the great writing of Cheryl Chumley. And you can find her on the opinion pages there at WashingtonTimes.com, as well as CherylChumley.com, and her great books with more to come. And Jonathan Emord, Sacred Fire of Liberty. You can find his books at Emord, EMORD.com as well. We got lots of powerful healing coming, including more on the body politic with Cheryl and, of course, Jonathan. And then Norm Singleton will join us from the Campaign for Liberty at the bottom of the hour. Stick with us. We'll be right back. And those of you watching on video, I'm still with you.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas, smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
For the first time ever, we're live simulcasting on YouTube. You can actually catch us off the air on the breaks as well. RS Bell Media Channel there. We've got Cheryl Chumley and, of course, Jonathan Emord. And right now there's a whole lot of saber rattling, apparently. Apparently, I guess you say. I don't know what's rattling in North Korea. Maybe the pipes or something. I mean, this is a country that can't feed its people, and yet this guy, Kim Jong-un, is saber-rattling against the United States. What does he think he's accomplishing here? And it just kind of, I still have a sense that he's just a puppet of China. I mean, if China wanted to, it'd be done tomorrow, wouldn't it, Jonathan?
Well, very much would be done tomorrow, and I think he serves a purpose for China in that he's able to draw out the American response. And they can determine whether or not the United States is sufficiently interested in protecting Japan and its interests in Southeast Asia to stand up for itself. And so, for example, China learns whether or not the time is ripe for it to take Taiwan. It wants to take over Taiwan, wants to eliminate nationalist China, as we used to call it. And it also wants to see the extent to which other powers in the world, the Iranians and others that have nuclear ambitions and that are allied with China and with Russia, can gain an upper hand in those parts of the world too. So we're in a very precarious spot. We've got to defend our interests, and we have to make unequivocally clear our commitment to use nuclear force. Not only that, we really have to expand our presence in the rest of the world and deploy more anti-ballistic missile systems and weapon systems, offensive weapon systems, ballistic missile systems, to make it clear. Because this guy's a crackpot if he thinks that there is a chance that he could launch one of those puppies over into some part of the world without the United States taking a reaction to it. He'd do it in a heartbeat.
Sure.
So we have to make clear that any move on his part is going to result in overwhelming and absolutely horrific consequences for his whole country and especially him.
Yeah, Cheryl's got a great piece on it at WashingtonTimes.com. Check it out. This headline reads, Donald Trump's fury and fire sure beats Barack Obama's butt kissing. I'm sorry. Cheryl, you come up with some great headlines there. What was this all about?
Great.
Well, it's pretty blunt and to the point. You know, the piece is just about for 8 years we went through not just, the diplomacy from the White House, but just an outright apology tour, both at the outset of Barack Obama's presidency and straight through. And now here we have finally a president who is willing to say, hey, we're the United States of America. We're not going to sit here and cower in the corner at the United Nations and wait for the Security Council to give us a thumbs up on what we can do and can't do. Mm-hmm. We'll go that route, but we're also going to defend ourselves. And, I don't know if you guys heard, but the latest was Trump from his golf course in New Jersey, just told reporters that, I don't know if my rhetoric on fire and fury was strong enough. And, you got to love this president for putting himself out there to stand strong for America first. And in the face of all this hand-wringing that's been going on from the left and the weak need of the right, he comes out and says, well, I think maybe I should have been even more aggressive with my rhetoric.
Well, he really takes Reagan's perspective on peace through strength seriously because, again, if you show yourself as a potential victim or a prey, right, the animals will pounce at that point. And Kim Jong-un, whatever he is, puppet or otherwise, is not going to respond to mamby-pambyism. He's going to have to hear seriously that Trump is willing to back them down, and I think that's what's happening here. And it certainly is different than what you call butt kissing in the headline there at Washington Times.
Well, if you're on a playground as a kid and you have a bully and he takes your lunch money, you don't ask for it back. And I put this in my piece, you punch him in the gut and you grab your money and that's it. Problem ended. And this is what Trump's doing. He's dealing with a bully in a language that only a bully knows. And I don't think Trump is a crazy man hoping that the U.S. will go to nuclear war. But I do think he's making it clear that we are not the same administration as Barack Obama's was. We are not going to stand idly by and just chit-chat over what we should do.
Yeah, I think that's an important point you make there, Cheryl, because the left has become unhinged over this President Trump, and they think he's absolutely, well, I won't even go there, but the reality is this man has our best interest at heart. There's no question he wants to put America first. And, hey, when you're being bullied, you don't want to be bullied anymore, and one of the ways to do it, as you said in your piece, is not to say, please, can I have my lunch money back? So, folks, we got a lot more broadcast dealing to go. Thanks, Cheryl Chumley. Check her out at Washington Times and CherylChumley.com. More with Jonathan E. Mord after this break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts to Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, back at it. Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour. We are joined now by our good friend from the Campaign for Liberty. He was the guy that took over once Ron Paul retired from there. It's Norm Singleton. Norm, welcome back, my friend.
Good to be back with you and Jonathan. Hope you're all doing well and enjoying the August.
Yeah, is there a way that the recess can continue and the government doesn't come back to work at all? Is that possible?
You know, I think that we'd be better off if that happened, given what could happen in the fall.
Well, what do you think's coming back when they come back?
Well, they have a full plate on their agenda. Tax reform, of course, they're talking about doing. They have to reauthorize what's called SCHIP, which is the Children's Health Insurance Program, which was a 90s creation of Orrin Hatch and Ted Kennedy. And it was it's designed to provide supplemental medical care for low-income children who don't qualify for traditional Medicaid, or their parents don't qualify for traditional Medicaid, I believe is how it works. And it's administered by the states, and there's talk that there might be some insurance company money put in there, some Obamacare tax relief that obviously didn't get done when the whole Obamacare replace reform scheme fell apart. There's also a debt ceiling increase coming up. According to the Treasury Secretary, the debt ceiling expires at the end of the month. That's going to be a interesting fight, because you have the question of the first time that Trump, the first time in 8 years that a Republican president with a and the first time in over a decade that a Republican president and a Republican Congress are looking at a debt ceiling increase. Mm-hmm. And with what's going on now, the dynamic now, what is going to happen there, and what concessions will the Democrats demand, or what concessions will conservatives try to demand in order to get the votes for a debt ceiling increase, and who's going to win?
Well, isn't the debt ceiling a legal fiction? I mean, maybe I'm not using those terms right, Jonathan, but it's like they keep saying that fiscal conservatives or people that understand real monetary policies as such know that you keep adding debt, eventually you'll have to pay it off, or it'll collapse as it does throughout history, and governments that think they can print their way out of it are just oblivious to reality.
All of us have a debt ceiling. Everyone who has a credit card or a debit card has a debt ceiling. With your debit card is how much you have in your checking or savings account. With a credit card is how much the credit card company views you as trustworthy to go out and make purchases that they will pay for, and then you will pay the company back at a what they call a reasonable rate of interest. But what we can't do is just unilaterally say, well, I'm about to hit my credit limit, and I don't really feel like cutting back on my spending, so I'm just going to write Visa a letter saying that I've decided to double my credit limit, double my debt ceiling
yes.
this year, and I'm going to put in a little bit of minor cutbacks to make them happy and make them think that I'm being fiscally responsible. But it's really just a shell game. Can you imagine? But that's basically what Congress does.
Right.
The debt ceiling is your credit limit, it's your borrowing limit. And it was there.
Norm, let me ask
you a little bit of accountability.
I want to ask this of Jonathan, if you don't mind here, real quick, because hear about the backed by the full faith and credit of the United States, right? Whatever happened to backed by, well, gold and silver, like in the Coinage Act of 1792? Did that just somehow get repealed, and I didn't know about it?
Well, President Nixon took us off the gold standard, and it's a disastrous chain of events. I mean, the stability of the dollar changes. You invite more inflation, you invite more spending, you invite what we have now, which is an endless interest in expanding the amount of credit, as Norm put it, that the United States thinks that it ought to have. And at some point, there is a collapse. I mean, at some point, that people start to question whether or not they can rely upon the dollar to be sound in currency, and that, they remove us from the dollar, no longer becomes the international exchange currency. Maybe it's the Chinese equivalent that takes its place, which has disastrous consequences for the United States. But sooner or later, the creditor countries that are feeding this, principally China, that is feeding this spending spree, mm-hmm. will say no more, or they'll say we're not going to provide as much backing as we have. And you can't, you know, we just cannot continue to do this indefinitely. But that is the political direction of both parties,
mm-hmm.
is to just not rein in government.
I would argue substantial
reductions in the size and scope of government,
sure.
and it's just not happening.
Most everything that the government does currently would be defined as unconstitutional in an earlier setting in our history, and somehow it just kind of massaged into reality because the people figured they could get free stuff. And, of course, they could be bought off as well, the lack of principles that they have. But economic sanctions or economic warfare, I mean, I believe the Federal Reserve is doing warfare on a lot of the American people by diminishing the value of the dollars that they perceive that they're working for. But we know that in war, economics is everything. And, of course, there are sanctions against Russia. We talked about sanctions against Iran, North Korea and such. But Norm, you've just written about the sanctions. Is it the ones on Russia that might impact freedom of speech here in the United States? Is that where I was getting?
Well, this is part of the so-called Russiagate and the question of, you know, did Russia interfere with the American election? And I think there's disputes on that. I think that the evidence is doesn't show any grand conspiracy, certainly not a grand Putin conspiracy to elect Donald Trump. And given, as I believe we talked about during the election, the fact that Clinton Foundation's close and somewhat shady dealings with Russian state-controlled companies, it really doesn't make sense why Putin would not have been at least as favorable to a Hillary administration as he was to a Trump administration. Her rhetoric aside, her family's actions belay that. But all that putting aside, the bill goes after organs of Russian propaganda. And what they're talking about is Russia Today and Sputnik, which are two outlets in U.S. media that are, I know Russia Today is, I believe Sputnik is too, funded by Russian business interests, and allegedly, and again, in the case of Russia Today, it might be more than allegedly, directly controlled by the Kremlin. The fact is, these outlets do provide voices you don't normally hear in the mainstream media, progressives, but also a lot of libertarian voices, which is, common in propaganda. It's what the United States does when it funds alternative media. But what's scary about all this is that if you look at the talk surrounding this, it goes beyond just saying institutes that they can prove are funded by foreign agents, funded by the Kremlin, to institutes that are critical of foreign policy, critical of domestic policy, critical of the Federal Reserve, and even police brutality, on the grounds that they are doing the bidding of America's enemies because they're weakening America's faith in the central in government. And this is literally Stalinesque, or Nazi-esque. The idea that criticizing the government is helping your enemies. This is something that we would, like I said, we would have expected from the Soviet Union. We'd expect it from Fidel Castro, from Hugo Chavez. It's not something that we should have in America. The idea that I can't post a blog critical of the Federal Reserve because I'm helping America's enemies, because I'm sowing distrust of the American economic system and the American economic order and America's leadership role in the global economy.
Norm, if the American economic order is so weak that it fears the American people actually knowing alternative points of view, we got bigger problems than that. And I think that, you know, that goes to... Go ahead, Norm.
Right. Well, if Putin was cracking down on dissident journalists in the Soviet Union, in Russia...
Yes.
Or when the Soviet Union cracked down on dissident journalists, and use the grounds that they were CIA fronts, that they were spouting American propaganda. We criticized them, we laughed at them, and that was one of the things that we pointed to that said that during the Cold War, that said that our system is better than theirs. It's one of the things that Ronald Reagan pointed to when he said that communism is doomed to fail and will land on the ash heap of history. Well, today we are repeating the same mistakes that the Soviet Union made, and that leaders like Ronald Reagan and thinkers like Ludwig von Mises and F.A. Hayek pointed to as the flaws in socialism that would bring it down. Big government, a welfare state, a warfare state, even an endless war in Afghanistan. And now trying to use patriotism as a means of not of fostering free expression of ideas on the grounds that this is what America is all about, but silencing it on the grounds that if you criticize America, you're helping Putin in the international stage.
Well, what about that, Jonathan? And, I mean, our strength is an embracing of freedom of speech and, of course, dissenting views on the world, much less our own government.
Well, that's right. The Alien Sedition Acts in the 1790s were predicated on this erroneous view that seditious libel is appropriate for the government to prosecute. That is, that any statement contradictory of the administration or of Congress or of the president can be prosecuted. Well, that's antithetical to the core values of the First Amendment. That led Thomas Jefferson and James Madison to draft the Virginia and Kentucky resolutions condemning it. And this is similar. This is an over-exuberant reaction to this bogus claim of collusion with the Trump administration. But after the break, we can perhaps I can explain a little bit about why everybody's missing the point on the Russian meddling with the election.
All right, well, let's get back to that after this break. I'm curious as all get out, as we say in the South, as to what Jonathan Emord has to say about it.
You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenics.
Nugenics is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. With Nugenics, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenics is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME99 to 42424.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Good news, folks. If you ever miss a show, you can go right to robertscottbell.com, download the archives for free, as well as our home and broadcast radio syndication, GCN, GCNlive.com, and our affiliates around the country, around the world at UK Health Radio as well. Norm Singleton here from the Campaign for Liberty, Jonathan Emord, emord.com. And Jonathan, you were about to reveal when we went to break what everybody's missing about all the Russia. You know, a lot of it's nonsense, some of it's real, but how do you parse the two?
Well, the supposition that people operate on is that the Russian meddling in the election, which is quite real, didn't manifest itself in anything material this time, but the attempts were quite real, were for the purpose of getting one candidate or another elected. In other words, that they wanted to tip the national election to favor Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton. The common story is that Hillary lost because of this on the left, which is wholly unsubstantiated. But the real issue here, I mean, if you look at what's actually going on, this is something that has occurred year after year after year with the Russians trying to hack into the American electoral system and nullify votes or cause votes to be shipped from one candidate to another, is that they want to defeat American confidence in the electoral system. Mm-hmm. They want to attack democracy. That's the Russian initiative. It's to try to screw up American politics so that people will become irate, mm-hmm, and discontented with democracy, thinking that it's hopelessly corrupt and that there's no way to place any faith in our system. That's what they want to do. They want to destroy American confidence in the electoral system. They don't care who's elected. They care about whether or not they're able to manipulate our system such that the people will lose confidence in the government.
Right, right. And listen, there are a lot of legitimate reasons to not be confident in the government. Well, let's be honest. But yeah, you're right. If Putin was going to score, it wasn't to tip the election, although I think he wanted Hillary because they had good deals on uranium through her and her foundation. But the reality is you upset the semblance of confidence in government. Of course, we can, again, go into the details as to why we want constitutional governance, but that's a different argument than, oh my gosh, Russia hacked the election and that's why Hillary lost, and that's why the snowflake leftists can't handle it. They're still in shock, as Norm had mentioned, and even discussed a little bit more on the break for those of you watching on our YouTube channel, on our RS Bell Media channel. Now, theft without due process. This is a big issue. This should be an issue that anybody that cares about private property would say, you know, I'm a little bit upset with Jeff Sessions and his argument that we need to take stuff without due process. Norm, did you write about this?
John Paul wrote about this at the campaign, which is at the Campaign for Liberty website and other websites. It is that we have a authoritarian system for years called civil assets forfeiture. That's where the government will seize property that they believe is convicted of, been involved in a crime, since there's a legal fiction here that the property was being charged. They can take your property without convicting you of a crime. They only need to show by preponderance of the evidence that the property was involved in the crime, and they can even take property from people who had no knowledge or consent to the use of their property for a crime. So if you let your friend borrow your car, and it turns out your friend wants to borrow your car to use it as a getaway vehicle in a bank robbery, you can lose your car. If rent a room in your home to your grandson, and it turns out that you didn't know about this, and obviously you never consented to it, but your grandson is dealing drugs out of his room, you can lose your house. This is an outrageous, and there's been a movement against it. One of the few good things that Eric Holder did was put some very modest, and it was very much overplayed by the media, what the actual effect on it, what he did was
real quick, Norm, we're almost out of time.
Where the states and feds share, but Jeff Sessions is going back on this as part of his effort to ramp up the drug war and other authoritarian police state policies. He is going to ramp up civil asset forfeiture and go against the modern tide, and that's why Ron Paul has suggested that perhaps Donald Trump should find a new AG.
Okay. Well, Jonathan,
I would say Jonathan Emord should be the Attorney General.
I want Jonathan Emord in for anything in government because he gets it, and he's a constitutionalist in the order of the founding father. So, Jonathan, thank you, my friend. Thank you, Norm. We got a whole other.
Thanks, Norm.
Yeah, we got a whole other hour of broadcast dealing coming up. Stick with us.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Listen to what Jeff says about Andro 400.
This product is so much better than even some of the advertisements. This changed every aspect of my life. That was a 40 waist, and with the Andro 400, I'm down to 36. I'm 54 years old, and people said to me that I look better than I ever have, and that I look like I'm in my early 40s. Hands down, I'm in the best shape of my life, and I'm telling you, it's the Andro. People immediately notice the burst of energy, my skin, my energy, plus the weight loss, the tone of the body, and the increased strength and endurance that I have in the gym. Where I was and where I am now, night and day. And Andro 400 has made the difference. My customers, my friends, my family, everybody's noticing a difference.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger like Jeff, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.